Test 78, Section 2, Question 25. And here we're looking for what would weaken the critic's statement. And the passage says, the Gazette Standard newspaper recently increased its editorial staff to avoid factual errors. So they upped their staff to avoid factual errors. But this clearly is not working. And that sounds conclusion-y, so that's it's not working. Compared to its biggest competitor, the Gazette Standard currently runs significantly more corrections acknowledging factual errors. So compared to their biggest competitor, they run more corrections acknowledging factual errors. So here, our conclusion is it's not working. And we have to kind of interpret that that's saying that they're not reducing their factual errors. So that's kind of the conclusion, is that the staff isn't helping to avoid factual errors. But the evidence, if you notice, is a little bit different. It says they currently run more corrections acknowledging factual errors. It doesn't say directly that they're making more factual errors, just that they're running more corrections acknowledging them. And so there is a little bit of a window there for potentially a flaw, because it didn't say that they're having more errors, just that they're admitting to more. And so those are two slightly different things. So what would weaken the argument? A says the Gazette Standard pays its editorial staff lower salaries than its biggest competitors. Well, that doesn't really matter. It's not about the amount of money that we're paying the staff. It's whether or not they are reducing the errors. The Gazette Standard has been in business considerably longer than its biggest competitor. That's not really relevant to what we're talking about here. It's about whether or not they're having more factual errors. The Gazette Standard more actively follows up on reader complaints about errors in the paper than does its biggest competitor. And here I went, maybe, I don't know, hold on to it. It's not, I don't love it, but it may be. The Gazette Standard articles are each checked by more editors than are the articles of its biggest competitor. Well, it doesn't really matter if they're checked by more editors. It's whether or not that's reducing the number of factual errors. And then the increase to the Gazette Standard's editorial staff has been offset by a decrease in the reporting staff. Well, that would explain why we're not, you know, kind of where the money is coming from, but it doesn't really tell us whether or not we're getting more or less factual errors. So I went back to C, and C actually does address the thing that we noticed as a little bit of a flaw. It says they more actively follow up on reader complaints about errors than its biggest competitors. And that might actually give us a different reason as far as why they are having more corrections acknowledging it. It's not necessarily that they're making more factual errors. They're just following up on complaints more. So they're admitting to more because they follow up on those complaints. And so in this case, answer choice C is definitely going to be our best answer. So we'll take that and go.